Well, this is my first presentation, so hopefully nothing will explode. Okay, so this is a really long title, but Different Perceptions of Healthcare by Two Immigrant Groups in a Massachusetts Clinic for Medically Underserved Patients. I am part of the Culture and Health Literacy team, composed of all these members. We're from the University of Arizona, but we do our research in Springfield, Massachusetts at Caring Health Center. And I'll describe that later. So I have nobody's giving me money yet, so. There haven't been a lot of studies. There's a few that I found comparing Latinos and Vietnamese and as far as their perceptions of care. And I haven't seen any that address them as immigrant populations. And the fact that they are significant immigrant populations at our research site makes them interesting groups to compare. So Caring Health Center is a Section 330 Community Health Center. It has a very large population of medically underserved patients. More than 50% of CHC's adult patients require translation services. And you can see here the makeup. Mostly African American and Latino. Okay. So the Culture and Health Literacy Project is a four-year-long longitudinal study on patients with two chronic diseases, that's diabetes and hypertension, and our focus is primarily on health literacy and culture and how they interact. We do this through epidemiological survey, which we put out in two waves, and interviews, a series of focus groups, in-depth interviews, chronic disease diaries, and home visits / shopping trips. So our interviews have helped us identify themes in our quantitative data, and our quantitative data have helped us focus our search on in our qualitative data. So it's, as you can see here, it's kind of like a continuing loop where we use our qualitative data to see what we want to ask in our next set of surveys. That's what we did for our Wave 2 survey. And inside you can see the interaction here of our quantitative data and our qualitative data and how that helps us view. So our Vietnamese and Latino populations, these are just some statistics to kind of compare them. We had 87 Vietnamese participants and 100 Latino participants. A large proportion of almost a majority, or almost all of them, are Puerto Rican. They have very similar, we have an even division of men and women. And we do have a little difference in diabetes and hypertensive patients, but that's not particularly important for this part. So. All right, here we can compare the age groups in which we have slightly older Vietnamese participants, but, you know, comparable. It's interesting that right here we have Latinos with higher rates of education than Vietnamese, but their incomes are almost the same in this community. Our patient perception survey, which is part of the larger survey that we did, was composed of several, I think it was 16 questions. I have the rest on the next slide. And so there were questions like, the healthcare provider listens to me, the healthcare provider spends enough time with me, my healthcare provider knows a lot about the rest of my family, and I trust my healthcare provider. This is the other half. So 15. Patients were asked to respond to these questions on a 1 to 4 scale, 1 being definitely not, 4 being definitely, and 5 being don't know. And we evaluated this scale, and we reevaluated again, splitting the two parts of the scale to eliminate any kind of variation that we have within the two groups. Using the original scale, all of the items except for question 3, the healthcare provider explains my problem to me in a way that I can understand, were significant, had significant differences. But after this two-sided scale, many of those were no longer significant. And here I have all of these, the questions, and they're coded by how, which ones were significant. So that one, the red one, was never significant. The white ones were significant even after our reevaluation, and these are the important ones. And then these light blue ones were the ones that lost their significance after we reevaluated them. These yellow ones were significant because of don't know responses by Vietnamese, and I'll get to that later. So we have these two questions. The healthcare provider spends enough time with me, and I trust my healthcare provider, in which Latinos were more likely to disagree than Vietnamese by significant rates. And so when we get to, so for this question of not enough time, in our qualitative data, we found that Latinos were a lot more likely to complain about the issue of time famine. So for example, one participant said, one of the things that I have noticed is that when you go to see the doctor, that there isn't much time for the patient. A doctor will see you, and while you're sitting, they're getting ready for you to leave. So the issue, the other question was about trusting your provider. Vietnamese were often saying that they trust their provider, that they really follow what their providers say. And in this one, the interpreter translates. So for example, when we tell him to take vitamin D, he read the over-the-counter bottle label, and it said to take 2 per day. But the doctor told me to tell him to take 3 per day. So on the bottle, it says something else, but he has to follow the doctor's instructions. And then he says, they like the doctor, they trust the doctor, and what the doctor says, they follow. And then later on in the same transcript, when they were asked, talking about home remedies, the interpreter translates, he said he doesn't trust them. He has to compare the treatment here, whatever the doctor says. So a next set of questions, which really talk about, let me just read them. I am comfortable in discussing a personal problem with my healthcare provider, and I would rather see another healthcare provider right away rather than waiting a day or two to see my regular healthcare provider. Vietnamese in both of these were more likely to agree. Questions that really index their personal relationship with the provider. So it suggests that Vietnamese tend not to expect close relationships with their providers. And this could also inform the responses for question 8, 10, and 12, which were the ones that Vietnamese responded don't know. And those are, my healthcare provider knows a lot about the rest of my family, my healthcare provider knows about my family problems, and my healthcare provider would know me by name if we met on the street. And as you can see here, there, over half of them do not know on question 10. Very significant differences. So these results really indicate that they haven't even considered, and this is just one interpretation, let me clarify, that they haven't really considered these personal relationships with providers. Whereas for Latinos and providers, they tend to feel that having a closer relationship with their doctor can really help. And in one discussion about side effects being explained to them, one participant said, they usually explain things to you because when they're good doctors, they explain things to you. And then present four, right, a doctor that you already know. A doctor that knows you, that sees you frequently, and if you are familiar with him, then he'll explain things. But when it is the doctor that you just met, so my conclusion is, Latinos tend to express more dissatisfaction with providers and healthcare in interviews. Vietnamese tend not to expect close relationships with their providers. Latinos, however, prefer these close relationships, and our qualitative data has really helped us to inform these survey findings. So, but beware. It's difficult to generalize for everyone because This represents a particular Vietnamese and Latino community in Massachusetts. And patient-provider relationships are always very unique and shaped by the interaction. Also, culture and cultural beliefs are never static or all-inclusive, so it's hard to make one recommendation to say to doctors, with Vietnamese patients, you should do this, whereas with Latinos, you should do this. And I hope providers will always keep this in mind. It's dangerous to oversimplify. So this research was supported by this grant, and thanks to the provider staff and patients at Caring Health Center and our consultant, Kunigundo Vergara, MD, for sharing their expertise with us. And also thank you to the health literacy team. A lot of you are here in the room. For more information, you can contact me. This is my email.